For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can we take our seat? Praise God. You know, on Sunday we are dedicating 5 books, but after that one, we are dedicating another 5 set of books. Hallelujah. And then one of the texts of that book is sentenced to prayer. Hallelujah. You know, the way like a judge will say, bah, well, your sentence is finished. Like, you are, we, our life, we are sentenced to pray. That's the title of the book. Sentenced to what? Prayer. You don't have an option. We have to pray. If Jesus Christ prayed, you will pray. Not that you may pray. Jesus on earth, he prayed. Because the grind is real. And Jesus Christ appeared on this earth. He did vigil. You and Kogi are not doing vigil. But you're Nigerian, not doing vigil. Jesus Christ did vigil. That's what the Bible says. That's not true. So he continued in prayer all through the night. It's the same devil we are dealing with. If Jesus did vigil, we will do vigil. Say early in the morning, early hours prayers. Still even further where they are, they're not by mistake. 5:30 a.m. for the past more than 10 years. 5:30 to 6:30 worldwide. 1 hour prayer. 5:30. By the time you are, that is your task stretch in the night. They are praying. By 5:30, all of us are sleeping, most of us. For them, they are praying. For years and decades. That is why I say you don't rise by mistake. Consistent prayer. I heard one time that if you are persistent, you weary the resistance. Like, if you refuse to give up, the devil will give up. Because even demons get tired. This guy will not. I break loose. Shakala bakada. Every ancestral order. Catch fire. Shamalana mayagalagada bayagalagada balagada baragalagada. You rest and eat in the afternoon. Paladekela bayagalagada bayagalagada. You wake up in the night again. Let the the witch will say, oh boy. Dude, won't you let us rest? Luke 18 verse 1. The Bible says, a woman came to meet Jesus Christ about, now a bad judge. About her case, the man refused to answer, but he kept on coming. She kept on coming. Because the man said, "Man, let me not kill myself. What is your problem? What is your problem?" So he answered her. Say, that is the way, he said, that is the way God is. If we don't give up, we continue to pray, it will break. It will what? We will break. We will be all we are meant to be. I don't know how young you are, but me, I'm already getting old. At my age, I believe by now that you'll be a level of success that you have had. Hallelujah. We must break and enjoy the success on time. Impact. I don't want to raise my first dead person at the 35 years. I don't want to see my first blind eye open at the age of 32. I don't want to see it. I want to see where? Today. Yesterday, sir. Yes, that's the truth. We must pray. Pray until you know you are praying. Pray until you feel that heat inside you. I was telling them on Saturday, that if not because the church necessary prayer we should do is 2 hours. If it's 1 hour, it won't come. Because 1 hour is not prayer to me. Because before you start booting, 60 minutes has finished. Everybody share grace. Apart from singing song, hallelujah, praise the Lord. After Thanksgiving, you have not prayed. The reason why I'm saying that I should come for this Saturday prayer meeting is because it's 2 hours. If it's not 2 hours, it won't come. But after Shamaladabaya, we see that 1 hour is gone. Before you are charged, it requires 3 hours. You will forget about your phone. Sit down, stand up, lie down, everywhere. Sometimes you sleep, you wake up. Continue. Wake up and continue. I have slept praying. Instead, I woke up in the bush. True life story. No, we need to pray. No, hey, thank God we have every team in our student here. You know, GK, you are not finished. You are not finished, GK. No prayer street. That is what we used to pray. It's like a road. It's a bush. Bush. I used to pray 12 to 2 every night for 4 years in campus. Unfailingly, one day 200 level I was using applied neck, I can never forget, 300 unit cost, 300. It was 12, my brain shut down. What is wrong? I could not understand. I just remember it's time to pray. And then we are having exams the next morning. Wore my jacket, pink jacket, went to prayer. Like my system was used to 12 to 2 every day praying. One day I was praying on the road, used to pray moving. I woke up in the bush. I didn't know when I left the road. And I tell the bush. And when I came back in my city, I was on my feet and my mouth was moving. That thing has not happened. It happened multiple times. Yes. Yeah. Even in your sleep, your body must pray. We are here today because of the prayer we prayed yesterday. Where we'll be tomorrow is a result of prayer we are praying today. So we must pray. Hallelujah. We must what? Really pray. We are sentenced to prayer. How many of us are waiting for that book? We are sentenced. And then we will fulfill our time. We will pray till the devil decree he became a devil. On our case, I will pray. When I look at my life, I discover that unless God help me, nobody will help me. When I carry my phone and I say there's nobody that will say, please give me 1 million there and the next 30 minutes. No one person in my contact. Do you have people like that in your contact? I don't know for you. But for me, I don't have somebody in my phone that will carry and say, now, 1 million naira, the next 30 minutes. I don't have. It's only 100,000 naira, some people can give. 1 million naira, the next 30 minutes, and you should, and then, if you don't have that kind of case in your phone, that means your case, you need to pray. So that you become that person. You will become that person. Hallelujah. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, young guys, let's pray. Let's pray. You say money stop nonsense. Prayer stop nonsense. Prayer what? Stop nonsense. You will be too hot for the devil to hold, to control. Too hot. One of my greatest strengths, I study the word of God, I listen to messages, but praying. I pray till I will pray and laugh at myself. I say, get up. Today I'm praying like this one. Is it working? I will laugh. I will continue praying. Because I do, there's no option. If this church will ever grow, it's not only the preaching of the word of God. We have to pray. We really have to pray. See, when you see people shaking and cutting, there are people that I pray for them for years before they started coming. Some of us here, I prayed. Eloi was not stable that time. He was for blow. You come. He was, I said, this guy was come. He was what? Come. And you will have to pray for. And then they will come. Our prayer, God is answering us. In Jesus' name. And as we are praying for our members, it's important we pray for them. Some of them may want to fall down, and then they just, our prayer will sustain them in that room. Some of them want to travel the wrong decision, and then they'll just be preserved. Our prayers is working, though. It's what? It's working. We're praying for God to bless every of our members. Because in their rising is our rising. If you have 1 million tomorrow, our tithe is 100,000. Is that not true? That means you're rising. The Bible says kingdom advancement. That is our theme for this year. I remember our conference, we say, kingdom advancement means the advancement of the people. When the people advance, then the kingdom advance. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God is in us. So our advancement is the advancement of the kingdom. Hallelujah. That's why we keep praying for our members 30 minutes every day. They must succeed. They must prosper. None of them will fall down. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Now, our month of transformation. Praise God. Can we remember what we've been looking at? We say we look at the law of the mind. Are we together? We looked at what? The ability of what you, your words, your thoughts, the power of information, environment. We looked at what again? Intentional change on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Things that will transform our life. Now, January last year, I was in Auchi, and then God gave me a message. And then I wrote it down. And then while I was praying for this month, God said, this is time to preach that message. And that's why I'm preaching this evening. Hallelujah. Yes. And then the message is kingdom mentality. There are 6 kingdom mentalities that God gave me. And I want to share it with us. This mentality will change and transform your life and your view about God. Acts chapter 17 verse 28. Kingdom mentality. The Bible says, for in him we live. And move and have our being. As certain also of your own poet have said, for we are also what? His offspring. Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. For in him we what? We live. And in him we what? Move. And in him we have our being. In him we live. In him we move. And in him we have our being. Hallelujah. A mentality is a mindset, a way of thinking, an attitude, an opinion, especially a habitual one. A mindset, a way of thinking habitually. Hallelujah. Habitually, a mindset that is, after a while, you discover that it should be like this. Praise the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. So, every one of us here have mindsets. There is a way we think. There is a way a house boy thinks. There is a way a lady thinks. They are different from men. Hallelujah. Women talk because they should talk. But men only talk when they have information to pass. That is true. Men are not just talking. No, it's when they want to say something. And then they will say, since the morning I've been talking, you need to say something. I say, I don't have anything to say. Not because I don't want to talk, but I really don't have anything to say. Oh, I can't talk because that is the way they are. Are we together? See, that is the mentality of a lady. That is the mentality of a man. There is a way a father thinks. You see, as a young man now, if you want to fall in love, you don't care about tribalism. When you fall in love, you don't even care about that she's Yoruba or Igbo. You fall in love. You just fall in love. But see, when you tell your father you're in love, they say, where is she from? Which state is she from? You see, the mindset of an old man thinks differently. You are just in love. You see, you find themselves in fine shape. Ah, I like you. You don't even ask about tribe or culture or where is your family, all these kind of questions. But your father will ask. Why? Because a father thinks differently. His mindset has been changed to think differently. Come on, are we together? Come on, are we together at all? Yes. So there is a way we should think in the kingdom. There is a way believers should be thinking. There is what we call kingdom mentality. Hallelujah. What kingdom mentality does is it dictates your lifestyle and manner of life. Kingdom mentality does three things for us. Number one is what? It dictates your lifestyle and your manner of life. Your words, your actions, your reactions, and everything you do. The mentality you have dictates your life. Hallelujah. I have preached sermons upon sermons last year to this year on using, I want to give this example now, on using Jota and Byron altogether. But me, I have a technological mindset. He likes software things, like that, just information like that. IT is IT inclined. That is his mindset. He dictates the way he does things. I seen it. This is the way he is. That is his mindset. I have a different mindset towards it. It dictates the way you dress, the way you do everything. You see, the mindset that the pastor was talking, that is why I'm talking it. Is that not true? Many pastors today are wearing suit because they believe that a mindset of a pastor should be wearing tie and suit. So it dictates the way, even the words you say. There is a word when you hear a pastor say, hey, pastor said this. No. Right? Because our mind thinks in a way. Hallelujah. When a pastor disappears on stage, will you be shocked? Will you be shocked a pastor disappear? Or will you be shocked if Babalawo disappear? See, we will not be shocked if Babalawo, because our mind believes the mind diabolic before, so he can disappear. But you don't believe that a pastor can be so spiritually that he can disappear. But Philip disappeared in the Bible. We don't believe that one. Elijah disappeared. Many people disappear in scriptures. But if the pastor scandal, it has come now. It has happened. You hear it in every news channel. Right? Because of your mindset that Christian thinks. So there are six mindsets. How many of us want to know them at all? Number two, what kingdom mindset does. Number two is, it determines how we tune our energy and resources. It determines where we put our resources and energy. Hallelujah. Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 21, where the treasure of a man is, that is where his heart is. I heard earlier from Dr. Paul Enetcher, he said, you know a man by the way he spends his money. A man that is a womanizer, 90% go to ladies. A man that is an alcoholic, 90% of his money go to alcohol. Star is for how much is a bottle now? Is it 400 or 600? How much? No, this is general. You don't know. Unless around that is 450, 600, 800. Just one bottle. And then there are people that one bottle will not get them high. They need seven. That is 800 or 600 times seven. And then you know they. There is one common character of alcoholics. They are generous. When they are afraid, serve this devil. You just the person can get his salary and sit down. And before he's up, he has cleared it. You see smokers, they can smoke. Just share the sticks. They are very generous. But to give them what the Bible does not give you, yes. But because that is his mindset. As a believer, 100% of your money should go to church. Why would they complain that we're giving pastors money? Who should we give before? Hello? Why should they complain they're giving church? Why should they complain? Because their mindset is, why should he have a private jet? When Davido had a private jet, it was less than 30, around 30. Bishop Oyedepo has been doing ministry for almost 40 years. That is, before they burned that guy, he was preaching. Trekking and suffering. Then nobody complained when that small boy bought the jet. Our offering. Is it not the money you bought this album that you used to buy a private jet? See the mindset of people. It will tell you what you spend your money. If God is in your heart, we'll see it in your money. People that are struggling with tithe, they are not in the kingdom at all. Because if tithe is for babies, tell you the truth. I paid the last 10% of my life, 2010. That was the last time. 2010, I was in 100 level, was the last time I paid 10% of my offering. Till today until tomorrow. Imagine me thinking, I've started paying tithe in JSS1. When my allowance was 500 naira, my tithe was 50 naira, I never forget it. I can't be paying 10% now. I'm paying 10%, I'm serious. Hallelujah. Because I believe that you should know me by the way I invest in my kingdom. I have not spent any. Let's say, you need to know my wife. You need to see the woman I spend the most on. Is that not true? Say, I spend the same money on this young girl, and I spend the same money on IG. You know, you don't know my wife. Is that not true? Yes. So your mindset will tell us how you channel resources and what you spend your time on. I believe church. See, I believe that my best dressing I should wear it to church, not wedding or one bed. There are people that believe they don't wear their best clothes to church. They wear the rickety one, but when there is party, they wear the best. They believe they can wear pants. Yes, that's the truth. They don't believe my best is the first day is Sunday. Where else will I wear it to? If not church. Hallelujah. So we know how you do things, how you spend your time. The most important thing in your life, your mindset will tell you. Because if money is the most important thing in your life, you spend your hours looking for money. Hallelujah. So the final thing before I tell you the minds, the mentalities. What kingdom mentality does, number three, is that it gives a real purpose to living. Your mentality will give you a real purpose to living. Bible said, this is the people I have formed, this I show for my praise. Everything shall have breath shall what? Praise the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 7. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will what? Dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Beholding his beauty and inquiring at his presence. That is the purpose of life. I remember studying chemical engineering. I remember all those things. I would sleep like no. But today, if you give me a question to balance, sincerely, if you give me my project to even re-explain that project that I did, I can't remember. But for me, I am a pastor and I'm a full-time pastor. So everything on my head is the X. Peter, James, and John. Hallelujah. Peter, James, and John. I know little chemistry today. I know little physics, but that is not the major thing in my book of my head. The purpose of my living is the kingdom. I don't live life to invent. I live life to serve God. To lead souls to the kingdom. To make sure that people's lives change and they are delivered from the yoke of darkness. There is a mindset I have about the kingdom that I can do anything for God. What? Anything. Hallelujah. So number six mentalities we need to have. Number one, the first mentality you need to have is that God is in charge of the world. God is what? In charge of the world. He is Alpha, Omega. He permits, He sanctions. He is in charge of the world. He is Alpha. He is Omega. God permits, God sanctions. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 11, it says, I am what? Alpha and what? Omega. In Daniel chapter 4 verse 17, Peter is a God that sits in heaven. He ruled the affairs of men. There's a way. Let's read it together. Daniel chapter 4 verse 17. God is in charge of this world and He rules it. The devil is not in charge of America. This is a matter by the decree of the waters and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that what? The Most High what? Ruleth in the kingdom of men. And listen to the last statement, what? He giveth it to whomsoever he what? Will. Setteth up over it the business of men. If God decides that this will be the president of America, you will be the president. You know what you call permutation or combination? He will permutate your life. And you will be the president. The devil does not run New York or California. New York is one of the most wicked cities in the whole world. That is the time of immorality. And then California too. They are run by Hollywood majorly. Why? Because, you know, Hollywood means wood of holy. That is magic. But they are not the ones in control. God is just watching them there. God is the one in charge of the world. Believe that God, that is why nobody can say that you will not rise in this life. Because they are not the one in charge. Nobody can say this will not happen in your life. See, that mentality will make you believe that God has the final word. And I said, who has the final say? I was in a Rehoboam crusade that time, and then one lady sang that. Who has the only say? I said, that one is more powerful. Turn the truth, yes. So God is in charge of this day. Not Igala, not Ibra, not Oku, not Baba Lao, not Mama Lao, not Auntie Lao, not Lenny Lao. God is in charge of this land. And then we must ensure that we know. It must enter our mind. 2015. There was a governor. That was when this governor now came to power. When he was elected, he won the election already. He said that he will be the governor by all means. He said there are only three people in this nation that can stop him, and the other one is dead. So he's the only one. He said there are only two of his types, and the other person that can stop him is dead. So nobody can stop him. He won the election before swearing in. Dead. What? Dead. Nobody rise by. It was on newspaper. I saw it on newspaper. Not that I had hearsay. Nobody determined. The Bible says the breath of the man is in nostrils. Nobody can say, I will see your end. I believe that God is in charge of my life. Nobody can say, I will not rise and it will happen. It shall not happen. I believe that Jotham bore by Adams, God is in charge. If God say I will rise in, that is why I don't believe in America or Lagos or Port Harcourt or Abuja, all those mentalities. I don't believe in it. Because I believe if God said, be in local jar, I will be here and I can be a millionaire in dollars here. Because God is in charge. He can get money to you anywhere in this world. Anywhere. If your church is in the river, this river here, if God wants to lift you up, members will come. They will follow boat and come. Native don't go inside the bush somewhere, 7 days journey, they will go. So I believe that God is in charge. Do you believe that God is in charge of your life? It's an issue in your mentality. So that you not be threatened by a witch. You not be threatened by a dream or something like that. Because nobody can say and it happened. Bible says, who is it that saith a thing? And what? It cometh to power when the Lord God, that's Lamentation 3:27. When the Lord God does not permit it. No, that is Lamentation 3:37. Lamentation 3:27 says, it's good for a young man to carry his yoke. Nobody can say it and it happened. Hallelujah. Nobody can cause you. Nobody can say this church will not rest and it will not happen because they are not in charge. They did not call me and send me and they cannot give the verdict. So have that mindset. Is that a good mentality to have? Number two is that the purpose of life and living is for the kingdom. Have a mindset. We are going to read three scriptures. Ezekiel chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Means, help me with Isaiah 42, 21. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Do you know what the Bible says? Said, before you were born, I what? I knew you. Help me, who is reading? Is Ecclesiastes 12 13? Pastor Elwa, please. Ezekiel. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. But because he said, before I formed you, I what? I knew you. I ordained you. You are not a mistake. See, you know something? My parents didn't want me. All they did was to have normal human relationship and then they are hoping for a child. And then I showed up in the family. If you are the one that showed up in my family, you will have been my father's child today. Is that not true? See, your parents were not expecting Yinka. They were just expecting a child. And then they just appeared. So the purpose of giving, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. The purpose of living is for the kingdom. Let's hear it, sir. Isaiah 43, 21.
Isaiah 43, 21.
Says, yes.
These people have I formed for myself.
These people have I formed for myself.
They shall show thee forth.
That they that show what?
My praise.
Forth my praise. That is the reason God formed us. To show forth. If you are a teacher, let people praise God towards you. Through your life. Are you together? If you are a businessman, let people what? Praise God. When people look at your life and lift up your hands and praise God. Because the purpose of life and living is the kingdom. Yes, I can't have Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13.
Says,
yeah, yes.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Hey, everyone, let's hear. What's the conclusion now?
Fear God.
Yeah, fear God.
And keep His commandments.
And keep His commandments.
For this is the whole duty of man.
This is the whole what?
Duty of man.
Fear God and keep His. Not any other assignment is PSA. No PSA. PPA is place of primary assignment, right? PSA is place of secondary assignment. Every other thing. If God says your purpose is thinking, that is secondary. The primary purpose of life and living is kingdom. What did I say? For have the mindset, in Him I live, in Him I move, and in Him I have my being. Everything I am doing is for the kingdom. That is a good mindset to have. The Lord, if today I'm looking good, it's because I want to represent you well. I want to have money. Is because I want to live for the kingdom. Why do you want the anointing? It's because you want to set people free for the kingdom. Is that not true? Why do you want XYZ? For the kingdom. Why do you want to be intelligent so that you can be a good apologetist like Rabbi Zacharias? Why do you want this? I want to be this for the kingdom. Why do you want to invent something like this? I want to invent it so that it will be a name for the kingdom. I remember the testimony of Okechukwu on Sunday. You just want to play drum. And then, once you put kingdom in heart, I learned this from Monday, the side of money. That if you put God at the center, He'll give you. I've shared this story before. Let me reshare it again. Many of us were not there. When I was in under level, I said, God, I was 29. Give me, okay, 29 to 2010. Give me 10,000 naira every month. And I will give you 10% apart from my tithe every month. Do you understand? I say, Lord, if you give me 10,000 naira every month, I will give you 10% every month. So God, try it. Try me and see. That time, I used to receive 5,000 naira, 2,000 naira, something like that. One strange day, my mom called me. So, Jonathan, I want us to make a deal. I want to give you a particular money every month. How much do you have? I was afraid to measure. I said, 10,000 naira. I said, okay. It will be difficult, but I will give you 10,000 naira every month. My younger sister was in the same school with me. A guy and a lady who should collect more money. Who? But they will send 10,000 naira to me and send 5,000 naira to her. I'm telling you. He till I graduated. But because it was beyond me. But because I made a covenant with God. So anywhere the money will come. And then I kept my word. As I'm going to bank, that was Intercontinental Bank. You have no Intercontinental Bank. Yeah, I know your mate. Yes. No, there was Intercontinental Bank. Yes. So I'll go, as I'm entering the bank, that there's no bank app. I will remove it 10-10. Straight. As in, I didn't even need to pray. Like, no, no. I told God the church. It was a ministry. I would say, I will send it every month. Try it with your money. Say, God, give me this, and I will do this. And then you are faithful, He will do it. He will do it. If anything you do is kingdom focused, He will honor you. When I was being challenged about my marriage, I said, Lord, I need a wife so that I can focus on the ministry. I need a wife. Try praying and say, God, give me a wife so that I can focus on you and see. Try, don't try it. Is it a good prayer? No, you think it's a joke. You're being looking, Alpha, this one, Alpha. No, but when you're married, your eye will be single. You see every lady like back of stuff. You just focus on the kingdom. So try the prayer and say, God, give me a husband so that I will serve you with him. And see the man will not show up. The purpose of life and living is kingdom. Not name. Okay, see, how many of you are science students? Most of the things are coming to my head are science things. Hallelujah. So what we call rutherfordium, that's a metal like that. If you know periodic table, that's what we call the last part of the periodic table, what we call special element, like altogether. One of them, you know the people that discover X-ray? You know about X-ray? It's Maria and Pierre Curie. That's their name. Their husband died when they were doing that discovery. But then the woman was alive. Well, when she discovered the name, Pierre, because of your husband. That time they didn't know that you need to wear a block, a radiating cloth, to shield you from the radiation, X, Y, Z, 2, 4, you know, these beta rays, gamma rays. They didn't know. But when the man that discovered that they were in the lab, but didn't know that they were a radiation, they didn't know. So it was when the man died, discovered that they began to wear this block that they used to wear for X-rays and for radioactive reactions. But you see that, many of you don't even know their stories. See, as good as that sacrifice was, we don't even know them. And after a while, their name, no matter what you invent, kill your life for human beings, they will forget you. They will what? I'm telling you. You try. Don't just kill yourself. I read of a politician, American politician, the man, Abraham Lincoln, apart from Abraham Lincoln, that was another popular American president. On his dying bed, he wrote to his mother and said, I wish I am standing by you. I lived up my life to serve humanity, but humanity repaid me with insult and criticism. I wish I am by your bed. You can live your life for human beings. Eh? The day you mess up, they will replace you on time. Everything. There is nothing you will invent that you say they will forget your name. Something better will come forth. So live. That is where you will never be forgotten. In heaven, you'll be. Do you think they celebrate angels in heaven? Think about it. Do you think angels celebrate? They're the one that invented phone. Where does that? No. In their realm, there are no inventions. Invention only exists with us here. In their realm, everything they know. But there's one thing you will do that forever you will never be forgotten. That is live for the kingdom. In heaven, you will be rewarded. Number three, mentality. Jesus is dead. And consequence thereof affect the whole world at large. Jesus is dead and the consequence of his death affect the whole world. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he was, gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not pay. Whosoever, Jamaican, Nigerian, French, anybody. Hallelujah. Christianity is not for a particular tribe. In Philippians 2 verse 5, the Bible, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ. Is that correct? When you read to verse 9, he got the name that at the mention of his name everywhere. If you call the name of Jesus in Guatemala, is it Guatemala or what? Guatemala, a country like that. And Guatemala, yes. You call the name of Jesus Christ, it will be the same as when you call it Kogi State. The effect, have the mindset that in your dream, the Bible says Colossians 1 verse 13, he translated us. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 to 20, saying he resurrected all power to give unto him, then he sent us to go. So anywhere we go, Jesus is there and consequence has effect. Anywhere, any day, anytime. In your dream, believe that Jesus is with you. Come on, hallelujah. Believe that the Jesus Christ did not faint. He what? He did not faint. He what? He died. No, he didn't. You must know it. Because the people are thinking Jesus fainted. He what? Properly died. He died. He did not faint. He died. Bible says, when the blood of Abel touched the ground, Bible says, God said, his blood cries in heaven. That is the blood of an innocent man. Anyway, if you read the book of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel said, the land is polluted with the blood of innocent people. You cannot stay in the land. You have to move to bondage. The blood of the most innocent person is Jesus Christ. And his blood has consequences in your life. See, I learned from Pastor David Ebrele. He said that when you are traveling, there are two prayers you need to pray. He has been praying and then discovered that that is the magic of life. Say, release your angels to protect you in the road. Another thing is the efficacy of the blood of Jesus covering you. How many of you have read about the blood by Benihim? The blood. Have you seen the book? Try and read it. The blood. How many of you have read, he came to set the captives free by Rebecca Brown. She was the one, the woman married the devil, literally. Like, not movie. Like, she literally had intercourse with the devil multiple times. Sharing the story of what the blood of Jesus Christ can do. So his death and consequence is no joke. Hallelujah. If an occult person can take blood and then he becomes like an animal, like he's soaked. We are taking Holy Communion too. Is that not true? See, I believe a lot of things too. I believe that the death of Jesus Christ is not a joke. I believe that because of his death, I am indomitable. Hallelujah. Number 4. We need the person of the Holy Ghost daily. That is the 4th mentality you need to have. We need what? We need him. You see, the reason why many people don't believe, I'm a serious man of God, because I don't see the Holy Spirit. See, you know that kind of thing. The Holy Spirit is what? See, I had in my right ear. I had in my left ear. I had in my, when I woke up in the morning, as I was about entering the auditorium, when I want to sit down, when I climb this podium, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me right now. You know, if I do that kind of thing, people will say, this guy's hearing God. And the amen will change. Is that not true? But I have said I will not be an Egypt doctor in this life, and I refuse it. Nobody will tell me to what? An Egypt doctor. I must not tell you the Holy Spirit told to say this. You believe me, you should believe what I'm saying. This is why I said this message, because they say, and the Holy Spirit has preached it. Because I remember that I got it, then that was why I gave that history. I would have said it. And you don't need to come and tell you that God, it was the one that told me we should look at transformation, and say we should look at this on Sunday. So now on Sunday, I should come and say, okay, this Sunday, God told me to take this first Sunday, second Sunday. Actually, that will happen every day. Sincerely. I know what done the last Sunday. That's why I know the topic. I selected it. So when I told them, I wanted to play, because I said, no, take this one, this service, because the people need it. I hear him daily. But because they say, the Holy Spirit said, I suspect you if you are like that. Because a real relationship is supposed to be a part of you. We should be able to hear everything you say that should be from God. See, there are people I suspect. People that say, every morning, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, bless my pastor. That person is dangerous. Sincerely, if I meet anybody, I say, what is that, pastor, God bless you. I fear that person is fake to me. I prepare a person that is normal. All those perfect creatures. No. You need the Holy Spirit. And then if you are related with him, I cannot be telling you, my wife said. Hallelujah. Talk to him as if he's your friend and he hears you. There are things I will want to do. They'll listen. No, don't do this. Don't what? Don't do this. Sometimes there are clothes I want to wear. No, don't wear this. Every day. Don't move here. Don't go here. Sit down here. Now do this. Do this today. Do this today. I receive instructions like that every day. Bible says Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 is not by what? Might. Not by what? Power. But by what? By his spirit. You will never arrive by speaking by Jogo. We need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Psalm 39 verse 5. Please, let's read it. He says, don't look up to man whose breath is in his nostrils. Psalm 39 verse 5. Bible says, behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as what? Nothing before thee. Okay. Verily, every man at his what? Are we there? Everybody, are we there? Every man at his best is what? Altogether vanity. That means that, you know Abraham Einstein? Know him, right? When he died, they had to. Some people came and stole his body and removed his brain. You have read it, right? Yes, do go and research. Because it was exceptionally exceptional. And they discovered that his brain actually, normally in the morphological configuration of his brain, is not like every other person else. It was like he had a particular cough or something like that. That's the reason why he was thinking, because he was thinking like fire. But the Bible says, man at his best. Vanity. I'm telling you. The best of the best of man is vanity. So we need the Holy Spirit daily. So that mentality that, Lord, I need is, what are you saying? You will let the inquiry. I remember the battle of David. David was fighting with an enemy. When he asked, God, should I go? Say, God, say, go now. After the paper, I said, God, should I go? Say, go now. Don't go. Now, do this one. We must learn to ask, what should I do? The Holy Spirit is not for people that are worshiping. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Or the people that are singing, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit. If you're not thinking that, so you don't know the Holy Spirit. Oh, you're singing, you're not crying. You're not moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes. Until there is some emotions, people don't believe the Holy Spirit is involved. I've never seen that they were behaving like that. But even if you are mad, you know that person is hearing the Holy Spirit. Is that not true? No. But to the point, they say, the Holy Spirit. They say once in a while when it's necessary. Well, you'll be mad, even if you are mad. Exponential 7 madness. Look at these people are men of God. At that level of success, no. You have to know they are men of God. Even if they are fake, it takes a level of demons to be fake like that. You know that the Holy Spirit has to be there. There is a wave of the Holy Spirit that can make people come to church. I have been in services before that I don't know why brought me there. But you are there. Has I ever done it before? The Holy Spirit can push people. Push you. Why did you come here? I don't know. Yes. We need the Holy Spirit. So read books about intimacy. Books like Good Morning, Holy Spirit. That is a book if you have not read. I know you don't like the Holy Spirit. You don't even like him at all. Is that not true, Pastor Vince? How can you say I'm not a Good Morning, Holy Spirit? I know all of us here have read it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Good Morning, Holy Spirit. When you read it, did it change your life or not? Yes. I don't think anybody can read that book and start with Loma. Even if you are not serious with God. That book was a classic. Till tomorrow. I have read it nothing less than 7 times. You have to read back to back. Back to back. That was when I learned to wake up every day to talk to God. To sleep every day. before you enter the house, you talk to God, or you need to kneel down. Anytime you come to the Lord, Holy Spirit, thank you. As you enter the office, thank you. Everything. Because it's really with you. And until you left, you see, that is why, you know, some people pray, I release unto you the Holy Spirit, or I release something like impartation of the Holy Spirit. That's why you see, you don't impart the Holy Spirit because it's a human being. You have to develop personal relationship with Him. The way I know Him, not the same Pastor LOL know Him. We know Him differently. There are people that are heard that the Holy Spirit speak pigeon to them. Have you had some people like that? Don't you think the Holy Spirit speak pigeon to people who worry? Yeah, I have people that don't you think like that? The Holy Spirit will let you see. Okay, do the Holy Spirit speak Hausa? Yes, if you are Hausa, then the only way. Yes, he's Hausa. He will use Hausa example to communicate to you. So we know Him differently. So you must learn with Him. Develop pastor. Wake up in the morning and learn to talk to Him. Say, Holy Spirit, I need you. What should I do? Which color should I buy? Anytime I go to buy a gadget, because I've learned by experience. Especially for something like that. I say, Holy Spirit. All of them are from factory. They look the same. But there is one in that bunch that had a factory problem. Have you ever experienced it? No one will happen. If you don't learn from my story, it will happen to you. It's not the reason I'm prophesying. You will buy a gadget and then you have a factory problem. I remember my first evening hot three. You remember the phone because he gave you other two. Brand new phone. All of a sudden the phone began to misbehave. That was nothing that you don't. On nothing. It was factory problem. All the technicians said this will pass your wallet. Flash, reset, oh, it did not work. From that day, if I want to buy an electric gadget, Lord, which one? Which one? But I'll not go and pick the one that has the same factory problem again. Yes. You need the Holy Spirit. Which food should you eat? What should I do? The Holy Spirit told me that my wife to marry. Leaving the chair to the bed, Lydia is your wife. May you hear Him talk to you in Jesus' name. May He talk to you and may you hear Him. May you relate with Him as your friend. Sing songs of love to Him. Is that not true? I love Him. The Holy Spirit likes those kind of things. You know, the Bible says, it's part of the, you see, the Bible says, if you offend God, God will forgive you. If you offend Jesus, Jesus will what? But if you offend the Holy Spirit, His heart is soft, tender. They grieve not the Holy Spirit. You can do it to the God who will forgive you. Say, he's slow to anger, quick to mercy. But the Holy Spirit, have you ever, as you're working with the Holy Spirit, discover that you do something bad, he just calms down. Or he just withdraws. He just takes 3 steps backward. He's around, but you're not just feeling that presence again. Right? You have experienced it before, right? And then sometimes when you do that kind of thing and he leaves you, he will pay you to come back to where he was before. So that when you come back, you don't play again. No. So know that you need the Holy Spirit. Say, I need the Holy Ghost. And I want to know you. In Jesus' name. Number 5 is your identity in Christ. A mentality of who you are in Christ. Bible says, he that is in me is what? He that is in me is what? Greater, 1 John 4:4, than he that is in the world. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says what? My body is the what? Temple of the Most High God. He lives in me. That mentality will help you escape fornication. Is that not true? Because as you are kissing, the Holy Spirit is in your mouth. For me country. Say, I shall land. I shall land a kiss. So a lady that is not my wife. Brother, say with me, I shall land. Kiss a lady that's not my wife. Imagine carrying Jesus' secrets to get a girl that's not your wife. Think about it. Imagine pulling your clothes and sweating in the room with a girl that's not your wife. And Jesus is in you. About the country. You shall not do that kind of thing. Say, Jesus is in me. I will not misbehave. Yes. He is in me. When I misbehave, people see Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says we are the light of the world. A city, we are the salt. In Luke 10, verse 19, I'm not a bishop, Percy Dawson. This was the scripture he was using for his protection. Luke 10, 19. The last statement. The nothing shall by any means what? Did he say, that was his only revelation about divine protection. If a cultist can go and eat or swallow something, and then he's not afraid of bullet. You pray in church every day, every morning. You ask if you are dead. You don't even believe in divine protection. I believe a bullet will not enter my body. I believe I cannot be wasted like that. What I'm saying and the way it has entered me, it can run me crazy. I believe God is with me. I believe no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Spiritual or physical. If it is me, forget it. You can only get people close to me. That maybe, you know, the devil, when the devil cannot get people around you, right? But me, forget it. No weapon, for I have Christ in me. I was sitting there, I was just with Suleiman, one time he was traveling. See, he was escorting a pastor in Benin that I'm outside Auchi. And then, when he was leaving, the Holy Spirit, he said, wear your tag as a pastor that has your name. So he said, why? So he just wore it. Says he was traveling. That time he was not known very well. He was driving a Mercedes Benz or something like that. So he said, they made armed robbers. Hey, come down back. The man came down. He's an old pastor. Lay down on the ground. So he came down. Give me your khaki. He said, okay, that one. Take. Lie down. He said, me, that one. I will not do. True life story. Said, that lying down. He said, do you know what you say? Crowd is gone. Said, forget that thing. Lying down. I will not do. Then one of the armed robbers said, I know you. I know about Joseph Suleiman. You came to our school to preach. From that school, I came to do this robbery. They said, please, let him in trouble. So they allowed him to enter the car. Yes. Then the old man was saying, what? Why are you playing like that? You want to die? That's the old man asking him. And then the bad thing is, was his car was not starting. So the armed robbers had to drop their gun and push. And he said something that he remember. And then they were pushing, was not starting, pushing, was not starting. He said, he remember that there is a button you press and then the car will start when they push. You see, you're not pushing, you're not pushing. Do you want the message? Here's my laptop. Is that my laptop? Yes, can you get it? They allowed them to push. The old man was begging him, please, now don't start it, please. He was begging him. Started and they move. That is a mindset. We are not joking, no. See, Christianity is not a joke, oh. Can you imagine us shamala katabaya katabala every 1 hour? As if you are joking. And then one boy come and slap you, lie down, pastor, sit down. Hey! Hey! I am too ashamed. All fast you, I fasted till I wanted to die. Admitted FMC. What is this? Food is not in your stomach. In the night until you are about to sleep, even your body will sleep by force off. Holy communion, Sunday back to back. Going for conferences. I think we are joking. We are not joking, no. This thing we are doing is real. Even some diabolic don't do what we are doing. And they will not be checking like that. I believe that Jesus is with me. I believe it. See, I don't know. I don't believe all this. Witchcraft. No, I know. I remember before I know God, Jesus Christ said that there is no temptation that will seize you. That is above 1 Corinthians 10:13. That means if Lucifer appear in this room, that means we have the ability to handle him. If we cannot handle him, the devil, God will not allow him to come. How do you know that? That's the meaning. So any devil, that means I am equal to this city. Have a good mentality. Have a good mentality. And then number six finally is eternity consciousness. Fading away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. First will we pass from the earth and its toilings. Only remember John 4:14-15, Romans 14:12, and then Matthew 12:36. It's not that you may not die. You will die if Jesus Christ tarries. It's not that you may not die. If Jesus Christ tarries, you will what? If they add 70 to your age now, calculate it, how much is that? Do you want to be alive by that age? If they have, okay, let's say you want to live for 100 years plus your age now, it's how much? The very soon you will all die. So think about heaven. And there's some people, God will not wait for you to die. He can come for you early. Have you met somebody you spoke with today? I don't hear in the evening is dead. Healthy. 2 days ago, one of my colleagues lost her father. He bent down to pick a child. Healthy man. He could not stand up again. He sat down. 8 days later. Yeah, amazing stories. Think of heaven anytime you want to do anything bad. There was one movie I used to watch when I was at Karashika or something like that. When they get the pastor, they could not. Then they came to a lady and then he died with the lady. Think of heaven. How do you build and adjust your right mindset? Study the word of God for mind renewal. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Beholding us in the glass the word. Beholding us in the glass the word. We are being transformed into the same image. So reading the word of God will change your mind. The more you see, the thing Elisha did, and then Romans 12 verse 2 say renew our mind. Number 2 is anointed resources. Tapes, books, and teachings for mind renewal. There is a message I got in Dunamis that time, 1000 naira. The title of the messages are 50 acidic messages. Like what does it? 50 acidic. That is the title of the folder. Like to the Paul and most deadly dead 50 messages. It's still inside that system. If you want it, you can go and get it. If you check, just search 50 acidic use. It's a folder. I copied it from the disk. I remember listening to that message for 6 months. My mind caught fire. I was angry at the devil. There are something you hear that your life will never be the same. There is a book you read that you wake up angry at your life. Like reading an enemy called Average. When you read a book like that, you'll be discontented with life. Hallelujah. See, Daniel was in captivity, but even in captivity, he was reading book. If a slave can read book, Bible says in Daniel 9, verse, he said he understood by what? Yes, if a slave can read book, you that are not slave, why can't you read? He did not say understood by books. It's the writing of Jeremiah. So there are anointed messages. Pay for them. Listen to them. You cannot pay. We have some of them. Are we together? Can give you. You can read. You want any kind of thing that can make you run crazy? We have them. If you have the gentle one, we have them. Listen. Soak yourself in messages. Let the spirit get you. So it will change you. If you listen to Pastor Chris, all Christ members see things in a particular way. Is it true? Is it true? All Winners Chapel members think in a particular way. They have a mentality about the supernatural. They believe that your wife can die. Don't bury her onto a particular day. See, my husband died. I locked up myself in the room for 31 days. He came back to life. You hear their stories, unbelievable. Dunamis, like they have a mentality. Tuesdays, the kind of healing. 70% are not sure for me, but fly up and down, up and down. If you testify, like in Koinonia now, if somebody falls down, that's a new thing. They are used to it. There's a mindset everywhere. So what kind of mindset you want? Look for that kind of person and go for their own. I like ruggedity. What does it? I like what? I like rugged things. I like people that are voracious, tenacious, and what? Voracious. People that are rugged. When I read Smith Wigglesworth, what I love his books. See, a woman came with him with cancer. Cancer. The stomach. I know cancer is growth and it's very, very painful. That's gene mutation. Folded his hand. Three times the cancer fell off. One of the persons said, please pity this woman. She was groaning in pain. The guy refused to give up. That is a rugged person. You must be well. Or a robot was thrown from a crusade one day and then somebody was, he was not healed. They said, sir, I'm supposed to be well today. Like that, after crusade and the man is going, sir, I'm supposed to be well healed today. So in case you're not done with your crusade, I must be well. told his wife to iron his clothes and come with him to the meeting. At the doorway, or a robber break for him and he got up. If you are gentle, that at least you never. He said, the patient dog eat the fattest bone. But another statement again, I said, the patient dog dies at the park. Do you understand now that one? They are patient, and people are full. Okay, go, away, away. The car will be full again. Okay, go away. You will be at the park for life. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Sustain a continuous time in his presence and then maintain the right associations, and then your mindset will change because you are who your friends are. He that walks with the wise cannot be a fool. Is that not true? Proverbs 12, but that he that walks with the wise shall be what?
Wise. Wow. It's already time.
Father, we thank you for your word. What is the five mentality I said we should have? Number one is what? God is in charge. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Now, get to do how I say you do it, and then your life will change altogether. Can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. I pray for you that your mindset change. You see, as you are around me, there are some things you'll be doing. Why? Because there are some things I talk about, your mindset will change. I pray for your mind that it is changed, your mentality be corrected, any wrong mentality be edited by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. May we become better versions of ourselves. Where we are changing our identity, our mindset, our concept, our ideologies. Change in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to give our offering. We ask the Lord you receive our offering and cause you to be blessed. You receive it in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. Go.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.